All right, we are back. You are listening to ROFL Radio with DJ Pitt Weston and myself, DJ Gentleline. And also we are here with Ronnie Day, and we're finding out a little bit more information about him. So let's get back to the interview.
My next question for you is, have you performed locally exactly like you're in California right now? So I'm assuming you have already performed locally in the area, am I correct?
Yeah, I don't play much. I think my last show was a Thursday night a little while ago, and I brought I think about 150 kids out. It was a really cool show. Locally it's kind of hard for me to play just because I've seen a lot of success right now on the internet. So a lot of the people around here, some of them kind of resent me for that. they see it as like, you know, they see it as I kind of pass them by, and they kind of think I'm arrogant for failing to develop a local scene before I went national with it. And so, I mean, it's pretty 50-50. Like, I'll get a good crowd, but there's always a couple of bad apples who are there just to try to get on my nerves.
Oh, yeah. Well, is there any specific places locally that you could let us, like, tell us of that where you've performed at, or
we play a lot. Yeah, we play a lot at this. It's an old broken down theater. It's called the Campbell Gaslighter, and what it is they used to put on play productions like Shakespeare. They'd have Shakespeare once, and they did a lot of that kind of stuff. And then they shut down, and they were going to tear this old theater down. But a couple of kids actually bought it out, and they host shows there now. And,
oh, wow.
So we get down there and we promote shows there, and it's a really good time, and it's a really kind of really powerful setting to hear certain types of music in. It looks just like a music video, really, to be there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's totally awesome that they were able to do that. So basically, what you were saying is you're kind of performing out of the local area, so you'd be performing out of state. I saw on your website that you're going to be performing out of state. Exactly where are you going to be performing in, you know, some of the states or any specific places that stand out that you can let our listeners know about?
I'm heading out tonight around midnight. I'm leaving to go to my first tour stop. And that one, I guess you could consider that a local gig. It's still in the California area. And I'm going to play there. I don't expect a great turnout there. But then I'm heading up to Seattle. I've never actually been in that scene, and I hear that the music scene is really strong in Seattle, and that you can get a good draw, a good turnout at shows.
That's all.
So I'm doing 3 shows up in Seattle, and then we're gonna book way down south to the Gulf of Mexico in Texas for a show with Daphne Loves Derby and This Providence and Sherwood, and we're expecting 2,000 or 3,000 people to come out to this one. So it's gonna be a big gig.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I bet you're very excited about this.
Yeah. It cost me a lot of money. I had to get a lot of t-shirts and everything pressed for that show, but it's exciting. You know, it's going to be really fun to see it all come back and see that it's worth the while.
That's awesome. Note to myself, I got to get a t-shirt. my next question for you is, I read this on your site, but I want you to answer this, actually. Who wrote the lyrics to your songs?
I write all the lyrics, actually. It's a unique setup, actually. I worked full-time when I turned 16. I took the equivalent of a GED exam to test out of high school. And I worked full-time for several months and bought a lot of studio equipment, and I set to work writing and recording in my room, and that's how I got my first album out. And it's just gone from there. I took a couple classes at local community colleges, and it didn't really vibe with me right, so I decided to pursue the music full time, and I've been supporting myself well since then. It's exciting, really, to see something I enjoyed doing so much generating income.
Oh yeah. Now what is What was your very first song that you created or that you put together and actually put on your album?
On this album, I'd have to say, I think the first song might have been Outside. This album was it's called 9 Sleepless Nights. And it's called 9 Sleepless Nights basically because I wrote and recorded the whole thing in 9 consecutive nights where I was on sort of a downward spiral of I guess, self-discovery or whatever you want to call it.
Wow.
and so it all got kicked off when I actually, a guy around town picked a fight with me and tried to call me out with a fight first, and I had no idea why. Mm-hmm. And it turns out some girl thought I had called her and threatened that I was going to rape her, and this guy was her boyfriend. And I had no idea. I never called her. I keep to myself. I don't call anyone. I actually hate the phone. And so I was really confused about this, and I didn't understand it. So I wrote the song Outside about I'm on the outside of truth, and I'm looking in on you, and you're staining this town with fighting. And it's just basically about this girl that I don't really even know, just trying to stir up drama. And,
oh, my goodness.
And I mean, honesty is something I base myself strongly in, and so to be accused of being a liar really, it hit me hard and made me start thinking more about the rest of what's going on around me, and I just started writing and recording, and that's how the album came out.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's take another break. We're here with Ronnie Day, and let's play the song Outside. And we'll be right back right here on ROFL Radio. You can reach us on the web at www.rofLradio.com.